Hi, it's Stoney. Justin?
Stoney, what are you doing, buddy?
I'm just waiting for you to call and waiting to hear your voice. It's been a while since we've spoken. It's so good to hear you. How are you?
It has been a while, man. Yeah. I'm doing good. I have to preface the phone call with I'm on the cell from my 1-year-old and my 4-year-old, so if you hear screaming, I apologize.
Well, I was going to say,
trying to keep him quiet, but he likes to make some noise.
That's your boy.
That's it, man. It's good to talk to you, buddy.
Oh, you too, man. 4 little ones in the house now, right?
Yeah, we do. How about that, man? We're just about at 9, 7, 5, and 2.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy.
There's never a dull moment.
No.
They don't care if I've got to do phone interviews. They don't give a rip, buddy. They scream if they want something. And so I've got my 4-year-old pseudo babysitting my 1-year-old right now.
I like it. I like it.
So, hey, they got to grow up early in this house. They got to help us out.
Late night parties in Nashville ain't nothing until you get 4 kids running around the Justin Moore house, huh?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Hey, before we go, happy belated birthday to you. You just celebrated a birthday, huh? My goodness.
I did. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, 35th birthday was Saturday. So, you know, at this point, you're trying to forget birthdays, really.
Hey, do you know who you're talking to?
Didn't you just turn 40?
I love you, Justin. What a good man.
No, it was good. It was good, man. My wife actually flew out. We were playing in Tampa at Busch Gardens. I had gone and played golf Saturday morning with a buddy of mine, and I got back to the bus, and my wife was on it, and I'm like, hey. I didn't know she was coming. She came in and surprised me, and so it was fun. It was a good time.
Well, talk about surprises and getting things done. I think for the last 7 years, we've been trying to get you and your schedule to align with our 8-man jam. And finally, this year it has. And we are grateful for that. And I cannot wait to see you up on that stage, man. It's going to be a ball.
Hey, man, like you said, it's been a long time coming. So we're thrilled to have been able to actually make it work this time and can't wait to come do it. It's been a while since we've been there. So looking forward to coming back for sure.
Yeah, it has. Hey, and I just want to ask you quick. I don't want to take up your whole morning here, but I remember when you were doing on the Eric Church tour, you did your version of A Little Help from My Friends. Do you do that regularly? Because that just killed me. It was so good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we haven't done that in a long time.
Oh.
It's been a while since we did that song. We used to do that one and a couple of more and kind of intertwine them with our own songs.
Yeah.
And we try to do is put a whole new show together every year so that people that come see us over and over don't see the same show. But some of that stuff I think we get rid of it's effective enough. We should just keep some of that old stuff in there like that. But, you know, thanks to you guys at radio since, what was that, 5, 6, 7 years ago,
yeah,
that tour. Fortunately, you guys have given us a whole bunch more hits since then. So there's not as much time to do the cover stuff as we used to because, fortunately, we have a lot of hit records we got to get to.
So you just got too many damn hits, for God's sake. Hey, the ones that didn't make it back home, that's a beautiful song, a great song, and I imagine you, when you do that, are getting great response from that, whether people hear it on the radio or they hear it at a concert.
Yeah, well, thank you for the kind words about it. It's, you've heard me do this on stage, I'm sure even. For 8.5 years now, we've had out If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away, which is mind-blowing.
That's yeah.
That long.
Yeah.
We always talk about our military and all the people in the line of duty. Military servicemen and women, police officers, firefighters, teachers, nurses, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I always end it by, talking about that right before we play Heaven, and I say, let's send this out to the ones that didn't make it back home. I've done that for for 8 years now. And about a year ago, a year and a half ago, I don't know why it hit me that needed to be a song, and it was a song idea. I don't know why it took me 8 years to realize that.
Well, that's the way it goes. You got kids.
Late than never. But the cool thing about Heaven was obviously it's great for your career to have a hit record. It's a lot of fun to experience, and you get to have a party, and your parents tell you how good you are, and all that good stuff. But be able to travel across the country and even outside of over, you know, nearly a decade since that song's been out, and hear from people how it impacted their lives in a positive way, helped them through a difficult time of losing a loved one. That was really special and kind of opened my eyes up to how powerful country music is and the platform that not only we have as artists, but you guys have on the radio. And I thought, man, if I could have another song like that, obviously I think it's a hit record. I've been doing it long enough to think I know what those sound like. But if it could be as special to people and as impactful on people's lives as Heaven, that would be pretty cool. So hopefully that comes to fruition.
You're a good man, Justin. Thank you for taking the time to do this and be with us and calling in this morning, for God's sakes, on baby duty, on child babysitting duty.
Exactly. I told my wife, I said, well, look, I got to call a radio station, and I can maybe go to one end of the house while he's still on another one in his high chair eating, but you're going to have to change the diaper this morning. I can't be changing a dirty diaper and talking on the phone at the same time.
No, you cannot.
But hey, guys, it's always good to talk to you. Can't wait to see you guys here shortly.
You got it. Hey, Justin, thanks a lot. Have a good day, and we'll see you in May.
Hey, sounds good, guys. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.